Greetings, Earthlings, and welcome to Live from Zarlof, a weekly improv newscast from the depths of space, hand-delivered to your ugly front door by Shoulder Knife. At this time, we ask that you relax, boot up your improbability drive, and enjoy. Long live Zarlof!
Good evening, subjects of the Empire. You're listening to Jav from Zarlof. That's your number one resource for the breaking news. I'm Jerk Burke Belize.
And I am Ron Spackman.
That's Ron. And it is our honor to bring you tonight's top stories from across cosmos.
Excellent.
Yeah, live from Dark.
You all right, buddy?
I'm fine. I've been preparing for this new segment. It's fine. Let's bring the news to the people.
Yes, here at it's noon 30, Herc.
Yeah, that's usually when we record. And
yes, it is the standard recording time. The question is, what was for breakfast, big guy?
I had about 12 different pints of the finest schlacker that you've ever even heard about, and I drank it down, and I took a bath in it, and everything's fine. You know, I feel good. I've never felt so good while recording.
Oh, I'm sure you feel amazing.
Amazing!
I'll have to take your word for it. Gomodians cannot become inebriated, not to point a finger.
I'm not being bread. I just had a couple drinks.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
All that to say, I'm glad no one can see this. He's slobbering on the desk. Thankfully.
I'm slob. Oop, sorry. Didn't mean to do that.
Oh, it's on the microphone.
Oops.
It's dribbling down.
Tomlin, can you get me a little towel?
You don't have to do that, Tomlin. It's all right.
Tomlin, get me a towel, please.
Needless to say, I'm glad no one in the cosmos can see this, so sorry you have to hear it.
This is everything's fine. There's no reason for everything's fine.
Not a bit. No, good grief. Fine, I'll bite. What's going on, Herc?
I'm glad you asked. Glad you asked me. The play, you know, the play of Wiener Sausages? The Mormons?
Oh, no.
They left me.
Oh, really? You seem so faithful to them, Herc.
I was so faithful in our purely physical relationship that lasted for several weeks. But now, they left me for a bofon with a 5,000-foot schlong.
Well, can you blame them?
No, I'm so little.
Tiny. Here, let me put the mic to the side, Herc. Creature to creature, anchor to anchor.
I'm a creature.
Can I offer some encouragement?
Please offer me just a little bit of that delicious encouragement.
I want you to look me in the eyes, pal.
Which ones?
Well, dealer's choice.
Okay.
She should have left you weeks ago.
Thank you, Ron.
Breaking news! From the world of entertainment, a star is born! My 7-year-old nephew, Gumphus, made his debut in the role of John Proctor in The Crunchable at his elementary school this last weekend. Reviewers are calling him a revelation, as his performance absolutely mopped the floor with the other children. Many parents of said children had complaints about Gumphus in the role, claiming his inability to speak in a coherent language ruined the show, citing nepotism as the reason for his casting. And to these naysayers, I shall simply quote the words of the philosopher Oropides. Sucks to suck! Over to you, Herc.
It sucks to suck. Gumphus is the most talented young man that I've never seen. I've never seen that little guy.
I was going to say, you haven't met Gumphus. My sister hasn't been here.
What does Gumphus even look like? Describe Gumphus to me in 10 words or less, and make it descriptive, but also make it not seem like it's artificial intelligence speaking. Go.
What?
Okay, go. Ron, go.
Five eyes.
That's two, yep.
Little fella.
Yep.
Big on stage.
Yeah.
Aura. Yep. Hella.
Wow, that's 9 words, I think.
Always surpassing expectation as a Spackman, just like little Gumpfish Spackman.
Gumpfish Spackman. What was the show again, Jen?
It was The Crunchable.
The Crunchable is so good. That's got Bon Proctor as that one character.
So close. He's just John Proctor.
John Proctor. And he's like a sex symbol, isn't he?
In a way, in the most,
The Crunchable, that's why it's called The Crunchable, because he you look tasty. At John Proctor and you go,
I myself, obviously the show did lose a little bit of weight for me since it's, you know, my it's, 7-year-old it's nymph Gumpfish view.
It's nymph view. You're drunk too,
right? It's osmosis. I'm not. Stumble over my words.
She double.
Exhausting working with you. That's what has me tripping over words.
I'm not even drunk.
Perfectly sober in every way.
I'm sober in every way.
That to say, Gumpfus absolutely killed. And yes, do I lose a little bit of the text when it's someone you obviously are not going to be viewing as a sexual idol in any way, as a 7-year-old nephew? Sure. The text is a little different, but frankly, that wasn't the biggest drawback of the show. The biggest drawback was these other kids being absolutely terrible to deal with.
And right through here is the studio. Now, kids, see that blinking red light above the door? That means they're on air. So what are we gonna do? That's right. We're gonna be on our best behavior, right? Kids? Robbie? You kids are just so gosh darn cute.
It's a bloody tour coming through.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Spackman!
Hey.
Big fan of your work here, long time listener, first time field tripper. Oh, don't mind me or my class. Hey, Robbie? Robbie, you spit that cable out of your front hole right now, mister.
Yeah, that one's deadly.
What? But no, not in your pee feeder. We covered this in phys ed. That's a hazard to your health, isn't it, class? Now, how many orifices can sustain high voltage currents? That's right.
Is it
slim to none for most species.
No.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Spackman.
It's all right.
My name is Coach Gay. These are my students, and we don't mean to intrude, but me and the kids, we were wondering if you had any words of wisdom for the youths here.
Oh, well.
I would like to say... I would like to say something.
I'm sorry, Coach. The question was for the sober anchor.
That's why I've got it. I've got this.
Well, kids, I think the first thing I'd recommend to you is stay away from liquor. You know, it's going to be tempting, especially at your age. You're going to want to get into that booze.
It's bad for your teeth, especially that little one that is already struggling because he's eating cables that conduct deadly electricity.
Robbie, was it?
Robbie?
You don't want those, Robbie. All that to say, there's going to be all sorts of, let's say, temptations along the path to greatness, children.
That's right.
The ticket is going to be keeping your eyes set straight ahead.
Keep your 7 eyeballs straight ahead.
Hey, the Greg, put Tomlin Jr. down.
The Greg?
No, I don't want to hear it. Did he ask to be a Greg? Did he consent to the hive mind? No? Then you gotta put him down, bud.
Since we got Greg.
Honestly, you are too young to be making new Gregs. I'm sorry, Mr. Spackman, you were saying.
Yes, frankly, I feel like I should be apologizing to this poor young man as a young Greg. It sucks to be part of a hive mind now, doesn't it?
Really unfortunate for a little guy.
There's nothing worse than being part of a hive mind, so,
especially
I guess
the Greg. You could have been part of the pretzel. That would have been awesome.
Gosh, we would have been geeking out if you were part of the pretzel.
That would have been awesome.
That to say, there's nothing worse than being part of a hive mind. You know the booze thing I was saying? That's, honestly, that's religion compared to being part of a hive mind, so,
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta grab that whistle and blow your whistle for... You know what I'm talking about, kids.
I'm sure they have no idea what they're talking about.
No high fives.
I'm sure they have no idea what you're talking about, Hook.
That's nice. Aren't those nice things he said, class? Well, how about you, Mr. Dercules? Any words of wisdom for the youths?
Okay, kids, there's a couple things that maybe you should all know. Now, maybe you're looking around this studio and you're thinking, wow, lots of bright colors and blinking lights. What you don't know is that Jerk Burpilies, that's me, by the way, can see infrared colors that you can't possibly imagine. I'm looking at you, little Robbie, and I'm seeing a spectrum of firework colors that are so awe-inspiring that I think I'm gonna pass out and then puke on myself. Back to me, Daniel. Nope. Jerk Burpilies. I'm Herc. This has been Live from Zarloff.
That is so profound, and if I may, so concise. Kids, are you taking this down? You're at the feet of masters. And Stuart, you taking notes? Actually, you know what? Come here, Stu. Mr. Dercules, this is Stuart. He is a young Lorbanian himself and an acolyte of... And he would just love to show you his whistle. So go on, Stu. Why don't you show Mr. Dercules your whistle? You want to give it a little blow for him?
Yeah, show me
a little. Blow your whistle, Stu. Go on, Stu. He's shy. Give a little chirp there, Stu. Hey, that's nice, Stu. Very good. Hey, you know what? Hey, why don't you ask him to sign your whistle, huh, Stu?
No.
Is that frowned upon?
It's gonna be a no.
Dad, you get that out of here.
Well, I'm sorry, Stu. I'm still kind of new to these here statutes. Well, hey, as long as you don't explode, am I right? Can't have that again.
Again?
My little ticker can't take another funeral. Anyway, the kids are really excited to meet their favorite broadcaster. So we're off to find Michael Wave. Happy newsing. All right, kids, come on. Grab hands. We're going to go right through here. Yeah, they were nice, weren't they?
Bye, Stu. Don't sign the whistle.
Whose favorite broadcaster is Michael Wave?
I love Michael Wave. Michael Wave. Michael Wave is more of an institution than a person.
An institution?
Yeah. You know what I mean when I say that.
He's more of a box with a door than a...
You can put pizza pops in him, and you can press some buttons and go beep, beep, beep. And then in about 2 minutes' time, Michael will have made some pizza pops for you. Makes him an institution.
Why are we glazing Michael? No, it makes him an appliance.
I'm gonna glaze that appliance-looking man. You have your problems with him, but I like Michael.
Here's the thing, Herc, you should have your problems with Michael. You know what? I've been delightful. I have been showing nothing but decorum.
You've been showing your eyeballs. They're looking around.
Herc.
Yeah.
Do you know why the Mormon wiener sausages left you?
It's because of the Beaufort with the 5,000 foot schlong. They told me. That's what they said to me.
A 5,000 foot schlong?
Yeah, they said it wrapped around an entire planet.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
They are lying to you.
Why would they do that?
Because they're with Michael Wave, Herc. They left you for Michael Wave.
That slander. You take that back, Ron, and say it isn't true.
Herc.
Say it isn't true, Ron. Say it
isn't. Search your dumb little feelings. You know it be true.
Michael Wave is a handsome devil, and he has a way with words, and he also has a family and a son.
It's all right.
We have
You're dating a Mormon. So now they can be sister wives, but he can't already have a wife. Wow.
It's a reflection on him.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Isn't it just?
They were all sister wives to me. There wasn't anyone else there. Michael Wave, we are going to get into the topic of infidelity on Live from Zarloff, and I'm too drunk for this. I mean, I'm sober. Michael Wave is married, he's got a kid, and basically that makes it where he would need to convert to Mormonism. Has Michael converted to Mormonism?
You don't have to convert to Mormonism to reap the benefits of Mormonism.
How does that work?
Well, there's all sorts of people who live in Salt Lake City, Utah. They use the economy, they have industry, and yet they are not Mormon. If anything, they're tech bros. Think about it, Herc.
Is that where the silicon's made?
No.
Oh, I'm all confused.
You know what, Herc?
What?
I'll simplify this for you.
Please make it simple.
Well, if Michael is someone we go to for segments, then how about we go to him with some questioning?
I'd like to ask him a couple questions.
Well, excellent. I will segue in with a bit of breaking news. Well, the brightest mind in modern journalism has graced us once again. Dylan Johnson, the 13-year-old reporter from Detroit, Michigan, also known as My Muse, has a bit of breaking news for us. Reportedly, a new species of sentient life has been discovered underneath Detroit. They refer to themselves only as suckondies. I would have appreciated a bit more detail on that, Dylan, but you're the pro, not me.
That's the whole story, Dylan. Dylan, if you're listening right now, there's still time to visit Zarloff.
Dylan, it's not safe.
Dylan, I'm going to give you a bit of a heads up. It's a trap. Don't listen to Bercules.
Speaking of traps.
Yeah?
How about we cut over to our, insightful field reporter, Michael Wave, see what he has to say about the secondees. Okay. What do you have to say, Michael? A fascinating take, a bold claim to think you will ever come close to what Dylan's capable of, but are you well rested right now, Michael? Would you say you've been getting a lot of good sleep lately?
Michael, I get it. You don't have to rub it in that all 20 wiener sausages are sharing your bed. You didn't have to say it like that. I would have just been like, okay, we're just kind of having like a gentleman's agreement. Like, we were together, but like, she broke up with me. So, you know what? Like, you didn't even have to go in. You know, I was a big fan. I was a microwave stan, as it were. And now you're just rubbing salt in a salty wound. And I think I need another drink. I think I need a drink. Make it pink, and I'll drink it in a wink.
From the sink.
Yeah. Remember when we said several episodes ago that the drunker I get, the more succinct I get? Do you remember that?
Yeah. The drunker you get, the more you lie about being succinct.
Yeah.
That said, I do have a small bulletin from the producer who has let me know that, it's survey week, so this is the week to send us an email to say who you think is the most professional anchor on Live from Zarloff.
Oh, maybe let's postpone that to next week
Live
for no reason.
From Zarloff at gmail.com. Let us know who you think is really bringing the news and hitting it with the most succinct, clear delivery to keep you informed.
Well, watch this. Breaking news! In today's Crime Watch, the candy recipes of the goody shops have been stolen by the goody bandit. and many animals are out of business. While the police are chasing the criminal, there is a mess at Granny's house involving Little Red Riding Hood, the wolf, the woodsman, and also Granny, and they're disturbing the peace of the forest. And they're all arrested by the impatient Chief Grizzly, and Detective Nicky Flippers is in charge of the investigation, and each accused, they give their own version of the incident, and then Flipper uses the information to disclose the identity of the evil goody bandit. So, just our thoughts and prayers to all involved in that situation. What a mess. What do you think, Ron?
Well, what do I think? I think I need you to go back and give me the back end of that drunken rambling one more time, because I think there's some actual news in there. What the hell happened?
Here's the last half. They are all arrested by the impatient Chief Grizzly. Detective Nicky Flippers is in charge of the investigation, and each accused gives his, her own version of the incident. Flipper uses the information to disclose the identity of the evil goody bandit. Our thoughts and prayers to all involved. That's what I said.
I see.
What do you think, Ron?
Well, do you want my honest feedback? Do you want the long version or the short version?
Short version, because I have more news!
Short version, man, I would have loved context for what was happening. You say there's a Little Red... You're dropping names as if I'm supposed to know who these people are.
There's a Goody Bandit and there's Little Red Riding Hood.
Excellent. What planet? What planet are they on?
Oh, I don't know.
You just said someone was Granny. Everyone has Granny.
It's Granny, she likes to snowboard.
Oh, does that, Granny's does like that to snowboard.
Clarify
that,
it?
That doesn't narrow anything down her.
What about there's a guy who gets a callback? The woodsman gets a callback. Does that narrow it down?
Did he receive a message of some sort? Is that what is it?
He got a callback. Breaking news! Ron, I have more news to give.
Remember to fill out that survey at the end of the episode, everyone. Just, it does affect what we get paid, so...
This is an urgent report from Earth. A sentient carrot named Moyer the Destroyer has been seen chasing a pair of theatrical producers up a spiral staircase in a Protestant church steeple. The producers, identified as Cavis Appetart and Millward Phelps, seem to be in great distress. May Gorp have mercy on their souls.
Okay, now see, this is a bit of reporting.
Earth. What am I saying?
Well, what you're saying sounds like Earth. We're talking about the place with the Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace.
Earth, not Earth. Two different planets.
Oh, no, it's Earth. Yeah.
So it's on Earth.
Yeah, on Earth.
Pursued by Moyer, the Destroyer.
Yep.
Flight of church stairs.
There's a Star of Christmas.
Is it currently happening?
Yeah, right now.
Right now. That's long staircase.
So my sources say, a little thing called Wikipedia.
Well, here's the thing. Now, if you want some excellent reporting, do you wish to excel at the news, Herc?
I feel like I'm already excelling in a way that most folks can't possibly understand. I peed myself a little bit.
Yeah.
Tomlin, get me a towel, like I asked earlier. Thank you. What do you think about... Moyer.
Moyer the Destroyer?
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest. Can I be completely frank with you?
Yes, and completely wrong.
I don't think you're going to remember any of this next week anyway, so I'll just...
Probably.
I'll just completely throw it out there. I have not kept up with Earth since I had my heart broken.
In the swamp?
In the swamp. My spirit's been crushed. I'll be completely honest with you, Earth. I haven't been keeping up. I don't know if this Moyer. I know there's a Crystal Palace. I don't know if Appetart, if that was his name.
We know. There's a bunch of tales about these veggies. There's vegetable tales.
Vegetable tales?
I hear it's really big on Earth.
Like the food?
Yeah, I think so. Like,
and then the appendage?
Yes. Vegetable tails.
So vegetables with this marsupial appendage tailing off the back of them.
I don't create the news. I just share it.
I'm not even sure you share it, Herc.
Want to hear some more breaking news? I've got another one.
You know, Herc, there's nothing I would love more than to hear more news from you.
Oh. Well, basically...
Ronnie, where did you go?
The kids are back.
Robert, you know I can't lose another child. I'm so sorry, you two.
It's
Have
fine.
You seen little Robbie, about 2 feet tall, blue as yeah. can be, and ruder than yeah. a platypus with a hangover?
He ran yeah. under the desk.
He's under the desk. Oh,
I don't see him. I just need to look around for a little bit. Yeah. Robbie!
Do what you need to do.
See if you can track the cables. He seemed to be teething on them a little bit.
He said he
likes the tingle. Robert, come out right now. I'm so sorry, Mr. Spackman. If I could just squeeze on by your legs, check under this desk.
He's really rubbing up against you.
Very muscular thighs, sir.
Well, I do
Ronald
work them out.
Spackman doesn't skip his squats, eh, Herc? There's some half-eaten Twizzlers. And, oh, Robbie! Robbie, you get out of there. Come on. Come here.
All right, Coach K?
I'll pick you up by the armpits if I have to. Come on.
You should probably get that.
Gotta go find the others now.
You lost the rest.
I'm so sorry. Thank you. Thank you again.
Yeah.
Thank you. And goodbye. Robert, I have had it up to here. You understand? You're gonna make me curse, and I told Becky I would quit. You know that? Do you know that? You're gonna make me curse? Robert.
It would seem Coach K is a big believer in leaving the 99 to find the Robbie.
Do you think there's more kids under the desks and things? What if there's just been loose kids around in the studio?
In
like,
the studio?
Like Robbie. It was Robbie. It was under the desk.
Well, he was... I guess he circled back and got under there, yes?
But I didn't even see him come in there. What if... Ron, what if there's more kids hiding in the studio?
What are you on?
I told you. Schlacker. I've been drinking that hard Schlacker. Ron, I need to tell you something.
Yeah, I think so. I think you need to tell the Cosmos something, Herc.
Cosmos, I know you probably don't know this, but I'm drunk. I'm drunk.
There were no clues.
You wouldn't have possibly known from my professional demeanor, but I feel like I owe it to Ron, Ronald, and everybody. To say that I'm drunk.
I think what the Cosmos would like to hear more than anything, Herc.
Yeah, I'll say anything.
What are the next steps in you recovering from this clear mental issue you have? Something that makes you less than in our eyes. What are you going to do to fix that?
Well, once I stop self-destructing in a myriad of different ways, I think I'm probably just going to take a good hard look at myself in the mirror. Couple days, couple weeks, just look real deep in there.
Mirror
until
time.
I, like, figure it out. You ever just look in the mirror for several days at a time and then you just figure it out?
It's a Gomodian pilgrimage.
Oh, have I been doing that the whole time and I didn't know that?
Maybe. How long do you look in the mirror?
A couple of days. Last time it was like 3 days. Yeah. I figured some stuff out.
It's about 4 or 5 days for a Gomodian. You sit, you stare in the mirror, you look into your own eyes, you take a little bit of a journey.
I had no idea. I was taking the journey.
Yep.
That's so Gomodian. I've been soaking up your culture. We're like brothers, Ron.
Well, no.
Send us an email if you think that me and Ron are like brothers.
And while you're filling out that email, complete that survey, all right? We'll hit you with a little survey.
Maybe the survey could, maybe think about the survey in a way that's less about what the optics are and more about, like, what's just, like, fun. Maybe roll the dice. Find a dice with two sides and roll it. And once you've got one of the sides, write Ron or Herc on it.
Two-sided dice.
And
AKA
then,
a coin.
Yes. That's
what we in the business call a coin. Two-sided dice.
I prefer the two-sided dice to the coin. It's a bit more... So you write the names on it, and then you roll it, and then decide who you're going to put on the thingy, my Bobby.
Two-sided dice. I'm sorry. I'm hyper-fixating on two-sided dice. What, like a pog?
See, Ron, this is why you'll never win the survey. Because you've never...
It's not something to be won. You don't win the survey.
That sounds like someone who has never won a survey.
It's data collection. I could win the survey. I never tried. That's all.
Let's make it a competition between Ron and myself to win the survey, which means that some of you need to put down Herc Dirkjegees. Almost got it.
Oh, yeah. Damn. You were sobering up and then unsobered.
It's wearing off a little bit.
Good.
What are we doing here?
Well, we are recording the 12th episode of Live from Zarlov.
Now, I'm not that drunk, Ron. This is episode 13, all right? Right? Tom is nodding his head.
No, we had a mysterious caller last week, and this is our first one back since then.
Ron, I hate to pick you up on a...
I forgot to tell you all. By the way, we figured out what happened with the bomb. It was just the Bomb Builders Union.
Ron,
crazy. They left something in
Ron,
there.
Ron, you said this... Last week we talked about the union, and then we had a segment with Senator Tut and the fish guy Bimray, I think. And
I'm
sorry. Told us about your date and
everyone. I feel like my esteemed co-host in his drunken stupor is a little bit confused. How are we doing on time, Tomlin?
Cosmos, while Ron is distracted. In the coming days and weeks...
Why won't you doubt me?
I think I'm going to find myself in a bit of danger, considering that the Ron that I interacted with last week does not appear to be the Ron that I'm speaking to this week.
So if you won't remember, doubt Talons? Is that what it is?
He's still distracted. Okay, Cosmos, I gotta go. I'm going to wrap up this episode, but you keep an eye out for old Herc.
Well,
something nefarious is going on with Ron Spackman.
Well, we'll see how it sounds.
We're going to figure out what it is. This has been Live from Zarlov. I'm now very, very hungover, Herc Dercules.
And I'm a completely sober Ron Spackman.
And we'll talk to you next time, baby girl. Good night.
You all right, Herc?
Yeah. Everything's fine.
You went from drunk to worried.
Oh, that's normal, I feel like. You're drunk and then you're worried.
No, you're drunk, then you're hungover. Then you get worried, then you get drunk again. You've got the sequence all wrong, Herc.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's just the hungover more than the worried. I'm sure there's nothing going on here. Everything's fine.
You're making me worried. Dylan? It's almost your bedtime.
Dylan, go to bed.
Turn off those screens. I love you, buddy.
This has been Live from Zarlov, a Shoulder Knife production. Herc Dercules was played by Joey Fajone. Ron Spackman was played by Andrew Fajone. This episode featured special guest Ryan Hippy as Coach K. Art design by Bernadette Schwagel. Audio production by Joey Fajone. Theme music by Andrew Fajone. Want to keep up to date with Shoulder Knife and never miss a new episode? Follow us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and follow Live from Zarlov on Spotify and wherever you listen to your podcasts. To support Shoulder Knife and have access to future exclusive content, join our Patreon. Thanks for listening and see you next time.
My 7-year-old nephew, Gumpus, made his date.
Good.